Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach. And each episode, I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called Using the Decision Train to Take Action. Let's dive in. Most young entrepreneurs fail not because their ideas are bad, but because they're trapped in endless analysis loops while opportunities speed past them like trains they never board. Think about it. While you're still reading the departure schedule, someone else has already taken the journey. Here's what's fascinating. Research shows 67% of side hustlers spend more time researching than executing. Your brain tricks you into feeling productive while you're actually procrastinating. We tell ourselves we need just a little more information, one more competitor analysis, one more perfect plan. But here's the truth. The perfect information you're seeking doesn't exist. The market will teach you more in 1 week of action than 6 months of research ever could. Every opportunity has a departure time. Miss it, and you wait for the next one. So here's what I teach my students. Set 48-hour decision deadlines for any choice under $500 or 20 hours of work. Use what I call the 10-10-10 rule. How will you feel about this decision in 10 minutes, 10 months, 10 years? Most decisions that feel massive today won't matter in 10 years, but the habit of deciding quickly will transform everything. Instead of seeking perfect information, use the minimum viable decision framework. Ask 3 questions. Can I afford to lose this? Will I learn something valuable? Can I pivot if I'm wrong? If yes to all 3, you have enough information to move forward. Remember, you can steer a moving car, but not a parked one. Let me tell you about Sarah, one of my former students. She spent 6 months researching the perfect print-on-demand niche, creating elaborate spreadsheets, watching endless YouTube tutorials. Meanwhile, her college roommate launched a simple sticker business in week 2 and made $300 in month 1. Sarah finally launched her perfect plan and made $50 because the trend had shifted. The roommate had already iterated through 3 product lines and found her winner. Sarah learned that speed beats perfection every single time. Right now, I want you to identify one decision you've been delaying. Set a timer for 48 hours from this moment. Write down the absolute minimum information you need to make this choice. When that timer goes off, make the decision with whatever information you have. Then take the first small action within 24 hours, even if it's just sending one email. The most successful young entrepreneurs aren't the smartest. They're the ones who consistently board the train while others are still reading the schedule. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.